Here's the situation. The Alaska State Ferry Tustamina has been in dry dock all year with delay after delay, keeping it laid up. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough has a ferry it can't use and wants to sell or give away. So can one dilemma be the solution to the other? No, says Jeremy Woodrow of the Alaska Department of Transportation.
The legislature actually asked the Marine Highway System to look into the possibility of acquiring the MV Susitna as an additional ferry to the Marine Highway's operations. When they asked the system to look at the ferry, the system looked at the operational characteristics of the ferry and limitations of where it could possibly be used, specifically in southwest Alaska. It was determined that there's three areas that could provide service. However, service from Homer to Kodiak was not one of them.
He said there are several reasons why the Susitna, a 194-foot landing craft that converts from a barge to a catamaran, is not suitable for the Kodiak run.
Its distance demand, as well as the characteristics of the vessel itself, it doesn't really fit into the system at all. It's a vessel that was built to run up onto the beach and provide loading and unloading operations via a beach ramp, which doesn't exist right now in the Marine Highway System. And that prevents a lot of logistical hurdles in itself right there. There's also no passenger accommodations or crew accommodations, so it has to be limited within a 12-hour day boat status.
The Susitna has a capacity of 20 cars and 129 passengers, which is a little more than half the Tustamina's maximum load. Woodrow said the same study had other ideas for serving Kodiak and southwest Alaska.
It was also determined that it would not be financially feasible to take under the Susitna into AMHS operations, and it actually would be more advantageous for the ferry system if it were to increase its routes in southwest Alaska to construct another ferry specific for those runs.
As for the Tustamina itself, Woodrow says the repairs are still underway.
Right now it's still in dry dock at Seward Shipyard. We're hoping that those repairs are completed on time and that the vessel can be back online as announced for August 20th.
The Tusty was scheduled during its second delay to have returned to service this week, but welds done to watertight spaces in the hull failed inspection by the U.S. Coast Guard, and the ship's return was pushed back another month. Meanwhile, the Susitna has two offers that the Matsu Borough will be considering.